Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in to Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. The hero from yesterday's game, walk-off Grand Slam, Hunter Renfrow. Hunter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, doing well.
I think the most obvious question is you come up in that spot last night or yesterday, especially considering the way you guys lost the two games previously. Okay. You come up in that spot, bases loaded. What are you trying to do in that situation?
Just really trying to get a good pitch to hit and try to make sure I get one in. Just trying to get a base hit, and he's able to throw me one middle in, and I was able to get the barrel to it, and left spark. So,
did you feel the ball hit your bat? Did you hear the crowd as you were running around the bay? What, like, take us through that moment, because none of us are ever going to get to experience it. Did you feel anything until water came splashing on you when you got the home plate? What's it like even running around after doing something like that?
It was pretty special. I mean, obviously, yeah. I felt the ball hit the bat. I knew, obviously, I've hit a few home runs in my day.
Just a few.
So I know what it feels like, and good contact, and I knew that it was gone. I knew at least it was a double, at least, you know, by far. So, you know, I hit it, turned around, saw Hedgie jumping over the railing and beating me in the home plate before I even left the box. And, you know, it was a pretty special moment, and obviously the fan eruption was incredible. So it was awesome.
From a strategic standpoint, we've seen Kenley Jansen a lot. Mm-hmm. I know personally that is not an easy at bat to have. What is your game plan against a guy like that? You almost 90% sure a cutter's coming, but it still seems pretty difficult to get barrel on. What is the game plan going up against a guy like that?
I mean, it's almost to the point where he's not Mariano Rivera. Let's just put that there, but it's Mariano Rivera like.
Yeah.
You know, he's, you know, 6'5", 6'6", whatever he is, and he really gets on top of the baseball and drives the baseball with a good spin rate, and it cuts across, and it's really hard to get on top of the baseball. So what I was really trying to focus on was, you know, staying above the baseball, make sure I stay above it and not just pop it up or foul it straight back and take a good clean swing at it and make sure I time him up, because that's another part of his game plan where he wants to get everybody off balance with his timing stuff. So I was making sure I was on time and in balance and take a good swing at it. And
he does kind of give you like a right hand version of Clayton Kershaw on one pitch, and then he'll kind of do his normal.
He'll do about three or four different variations of it.
Hunter Renfrow is with us, SDCCU fan hero hotline today, 97.3 The Fan. Again, I'm going to throw a question at you just as a normal person, because we've all thought of hitting a walk-off home run in our lives. We've all gone through it probably when we were little kids. How many times had you done something like that? Have you ever done anything like that? And how many times have you thought, I could do this in a big league game, and then what, you wake up from the dream, or does it actually seem like you could actually, it could be a reality someday like it was yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, to the point of coming into Major League Baseball, I'm not sure if I've ever hit a walk-off home run. I just don't remember it, or, you know, it just didn't happen to come about to my mind. But, you know, I hit one against the Brewers, and I guess it was 2017, and unbelievable special moment. And from then on, I've hit, you know, one little walk-off base hit, and now I hit the walk-off Grand Slam. You know, it's all incredible. No matter what it is, you can't top a walk-off hit or a walk-off a home run like that. It's definitely, you know, tops in your book. But obviously, you know, winning the World Series is obviously different. But
Do it to win the World Series. That'd be cool. Yeah.
But, you know, personally, it's very special.
You guys have had a pretty consistent rotation in the outfield of how it's gone. How have you personally been able to adjust to that that rotation?
Just knowing my role. Just knowing my role. Go out there, dominate against left-handed pitching, and really dominate, you know, left field or right field or whatever I'm playing that day, and really focus in on my game plan and do the best I can out there. And I think we've, you know, he's given us plenty of opportunity and playing time out there. And you know, we don't know how the rest of the season is going to play out as far as injuries or anything like that. So whenever you get your chance, you got to go out there and ball out.
Do you believe in a little, you know, karma, a little special type season? I mean, I know you got to a College World Series, and you were part of a team that probably had some special wins that year, I'm assuming, at Mississippi State. So you win a game like that yesterday. To me, that's something that can carry a ball club for a while, and not necessarily win every game you play, but just in the back of your minds knowing, hey, we have a shot every single night out there.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we proved that the first two games, you know, go out there and getting ahead early and just couldn't quite finish it off. And, you know, I think that really focused in on, you know, us really finishing off that last game. And we really focused down. You know, I think Will and Manny both got huge bunts down at the end there to get make the bases loaded for Greg. And he just wasn't able to cash in. And so I just knew I got to go up there and do what I could to help the team. And I was able to pay off for me.
Hunter, I want to ask you a little bit about your defense. It's improved drastically over the last 2 years. We're not even talking about your arm anymore. I mean, you've made some plays with your glove out there. Has that been a point of emphasis for you since you've been at the big league level?
Yeah, I always want to improve on everything I do, whether it be, you know, play discipline, draw more walks or give more power or just, you know, doing the hits, and especially in defense. You know, defense is a huge part of winning ball games. You know, the first two plays I made in the outfield, the first game, helped the team at least stay in the game.
Yeah,
you know, those could have been huge.
Those
plays.
Are great plays.
Yeah, and I knew that coming into it, where I had to go out there and I had to focus in on defense and really figure out some stuff that worked for me and get my routes down right. So,
and it's not even just the routes. I mean, there's been many times you don't get enough credit for it, but keeping guys at first base on balls in the gap, that's the thing that I've noticed the most about you in the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, I try to cut down the distance really quick, you know, whether it be a tough angle or you know, going a little deeper. But I really try to cut it off, you know, as soon as possible as far as going to the gap. And some of those, it might get by me. And that's why I hope Manny's back there or Will's right. back there and to back me up. But I really try to focus on cutting the angle down as fast as I possibly can, getting it and getting it into second base as quickly as possible, and try to keep that guy on first base where to keep the double play in order.
Well, Hunter, you've been very gracious with your time, man. Absolutely. We appreciate it. Also, once again, congratulations. That was awesome to be a part of yesterday.
It was great. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.